All right, everybody try and not touch your mics or tap, because every episode I edit, you can always hear you mess.
People like
you.
That shit. But like hearing the ice clink in this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Makes them feel like they're here.
You don't want to freaking just be hearing taps.
Nah, I don't mind.
Colton get fucking sneezing though. Or like you're like hacking up some shit.
I told you. I even said it. I said it might be sounding
weird. Hacking some shit up. Hello, anime fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics. Here we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I am your host, Jordo. Here with me, as always, are my co-hosts, and Ken, my baby brother, Brennan, our eldest brother, Colton. We are the Evans Bros. Brennan, what'd you watch this week? How's it going? What's on your mind?
Single thing this week. I've watched Shield Hero for the Shield Hero episode. Actually, we had a quick turnaround because we recorded Saturday night, late as hell last week. Episode released Sunday.
The graveyard
shift. And today's
shift.
Only Wednesday. So the only thing I tried to start watching was Yasuke. And
is that the Netflix original?
Yeah, the Netflix. I fell asleep. shit, probably like
is that
five.
Bad, huh?
Nah, I mean, I was just tired. I was like, shit, I'll just watch this before I go to bed. Darby's asleep. And yeah, I fell asleep too. But one thing I noticed, it's not going to be historically accurate, obviously, but I'm sure they're going to take some things from history, because they already, like, mentioned Odo Nobunaga, who was, like, an actual guy.
He was a warlord.
Yeah, he was an actual warlord who got pretty close to uniting Japan at one point. And this did happen, like, where he did get, you know,
taken
over.
So it's about
over.
The samurai in Japan?
Yeah, but there's, like, already, just from what I saw, there's already, like, robot samurai and shit coming down. I'm going to end up watching it because it's in English too, and that's kind of what I'm looking for right now. Something easy where I can, you know, drift in and out if I need to and not miss anything, but I haven't watched anything.
Well, sometimes those weeks where you just watch one thing are kind of nice. Colton, I'm guessing that's not the case for you.
It's pretty close too. I haven't been watching or binging much besides, you know, like the weekly episodes of the stuff I got going, but nothing binge-worthy that I have watched lately. Been busy.
I think I wouldn't say I've been binging, but I've been watching Dr. Stone, and I thoroughly enjoy
that.
How
far are you?
I'm on episode 17 now.
Shit, I think you probably passed me.
Yeah, I don't know where you thought the lull was, but I like
it. Wasn't a lull, I just didn't come back. Maybe it's because I started it whenever we had that snow and shit, and I was like being able to watch it anytime I wanted, and then had to go back to work and got caught up in life.
I think I enjoy it because I'm such like a science nerd, though. Like, I've always loved science, learning how things work.
That
like
shit ain't
physics.
Real.
And most,
yeah,
based,
I know. I'm just kidding.
It's real.
It's based off. I'm not sure if all that's science. It's more than that, but yeah, it's based off real science.
Yeah, I mean, they cut corners on science, but like the theories behind the things that he does are physically.
Yeah, no, it's
accurate.
All. It's all. I mean, as far as a novice like me can tell, it's all like pretty backed by real things.
I mean, some of the faces that they make in that show, I enjoy too. Like, do you remember like all of the different faces that Senku makes?
Yeah, then they draw them differently and stuff. I always liked how whenever they're sorry, they take their clothes off and
bow. He's like, I'm sorry.
Like, get on the ground and fold their clothes in front of them.
One thing I was thinking about driving over here is his name is Senku, but whenever you're watching a Japanese subtitled episode, when they say thank you in English, it sounds like they're saying thank you, thank you.
Because they say that sometimes.
Thank you, thank you.
Instead of arigato.
But when they say it in English, they're like, thank you.
Arigato.
Do
you think there's any correlation of there?
Do they have it in English?
No,
Crunchyroll?
I'm watching it.
That's what I say. I think I'm pretty sure I was
they
watching it.
They don't have the first
subtitle.
Season yet dubbed in on Crunchyroll?
They might on like Hulu or somewhere, but
pretty
I'm pretty sure I was watching
it. It's
got to
be dubbed by now. First season, at least.
Yo,
well, it was
good,
on
everybody.
Adult Swim, so they definitely have season one dubbed somewhere. Probably on Funimation.
Yeah, it's probably my strongest recommendation for everybody right now, is give Dr. Stone a chance. I know the name is stupid as hell because that's the reason I didn't watch it.
The name was that bad.
It sounds
even before I even watched it.
I think it's such a stupid name still.
There's a lot of anime that have.
They could have named it anything other than Dr. Stone, and it would have been good.
Well, I bet the.
Well, it makes sense for the title, though.
I bet the guy that turned everybody to stone is Dr. Stone.
No, they say Dr. Stone like episode two what actually it is, but I'm not
going to
spoil
that. He thinks that somebody may have done it to protect them. This isn't really a spoiler, I don't think.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
I haven't seen, I can only spoil up to like episode 10 to 15 range, so.
They could have named it like
Stone World.
Stone World or Survival by Science. I don't know.
I think Dr. Stone's cool. I always thought he was Dr. Stone, though.
Yeah, I did too.
There was one episode. I watched a random episode on Adult Swim at like just one night, a weekend, like when it was first getting popular, and I had no context, and I just assumed he was Dr. Stone.
There's one episode where it's raining in the episode, and I'm like, finally, I'm gonna get to see what this bastard looks like with his hair down, and of course, it's rain's falling, and his hair stays in the exact same shape.
That's how it should be.
Sometimes a show will actually like give you a different version.
His hair already defies physics, so there's no point in letting water decide physics exists, even though it's a science-based show.
Yeah, so I watched Dr. Stone, and then you guys are not going to believe, but I actually got my wife, and technically my sister-in-law, to watch Your Name with me.
Nice.
It was a bargain deal. I was to participate happily in a photo shoot with my wife and child, and in exchange they would watch an anime of my choosing. And so I had to go with Your Name. So I bought it on Amazon Prime. I own the movie now.
You own an English dub only though, huh?
English dub only.
That's fine. You ain't gonna make someone read subtitles for their first anime.
$16
well spent anyway, so there's no.
So my wife, she loved the movie. It was her first exposure ever to anime.
Besides like walking through the kitchen or something.
Besides seeing me watching Naruto. She was under the impression that all anime was like shown in like people are powering up, like fighting with their arms cut off. Like,
if you don't watch it, you either think it's that or porn.
Yeah.
It's either one or the other. No one thinks they're like, oh shit, this is like normal shit.
Yeah, she couldn't believe that it was like a normal story.
People reading books.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. I even think she may have shed a tear or two. I told her like, you're gonna cry during this movie, and she was like, no, I'm not. And
did
I looked over
that,
a couple times.
Have you got to pick her brain? She think that they weren't gonna end up together, that one of them was gonna die at any point?
Did she
ever think it ended when it wasn't over?
Yeah, she thought it ended three times just like I. Yeah. And I don't want to like give away the parts that she cried at, because there's, if you haven't watched that movie, for anybody listening, like, it is a must watch. I mean, just for the beauty of the animation in this thing alone, that was what blew my sister-in-law and my wife away more than anything. Was like, one of the things that they said was like, I want to buy like prints of this show, of this movie, backdrops to like hang up, because it really is like beautiful settings. But
yeah, and looking up at the stars,
slowly chipping away at my wife's preconceived notions of what anime is.
And she'll probably never be the one to watch like an episodic thing, but at least if she can enjoy like a movie with you every now and then, that's something.
Well, yeah, because like we're gonna watch Your Lie in April, and like she may watch that with me now.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, and she'll like it, but it's gonna have more of the corny anime stuff in it too.
Yeah,
that she'll be like, well, I was dumb. But then it's got super serious tones too. I think it'll balance her out, and but it ain't gonna be as good as Your Name to her. But yeah, Your Lie in April is a good one for if you're going to go into the episodic anime form.
What was the movie we were going to watch, Violet Ever? What's the movie that we're supposed to watch next?
I think it's called Silent Garden, but it's by Shinkai.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I did this week. And then, of course, Shield Hero episode.
You watched Silent Garden?
No, I thought that's what we were going to watch next time.
Oh, yeah.
We can do it next week.
Might as well.
Yeah. So if you're listening, watch that shit.
Watch it with us.
What's it called again?
I think it's called Silent Garden. Something Garden. Or I'm thinking Silent Voice.
Yeah.
It's Something Garden.
I thought it was Violet Evergarden.
No. Violet Evergarden's a series.
Yeah. There is a Violet Evergarden movie coming out. But
Secret Garden? Maybe Secret Garden.
Who knows?
We've talked about it before.
So everybody, New episodes of our podcast drop every Monday. Please subscribe. That way you're notified when we go live. Yeah. If you ever want to say anything to us, the best place to do that
is... the Garden of Words?
Garden of Words, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, Garden of Words.
Yeah, that's it.
We could watch
Weathering with Secret You, Garden, which I've already seen.
Makoto Shinkai. He wrote a lot. Like you said, he wrote Spirited Away?
No.
Or he's part of them.
People call him the new Miyazaki.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're showing all those movies.
Five centimeters per second. I've watched that one.
As I was saying, follow us on Instagram. That's the best place for you to send us messages. We get messages all the time from fans. We love it. We've only had one person tell us to fuck off, but he was a gentleman about it. And that was I just totally made that up. Please don't cuss at us.
If you do, keep it classy.
Yeah. Please don't yell at us. We don't like that. But Instagram handle is @thatanimepodcast. And the last thing I would love to ask everybody is, if you're listening and you love this, listening to us talk, please open up your Apple Podcasts app and go give us a 5-star review. That's all I'll say about that. It helps us.
Tremendously.
Yo. However they would say it. This is going to be a fun episode. We are talking about anime fashion and hairstyles.
Swag.
So this is a great episode for anybody that doesn't want to have spoilers. This is an evergreen episode where we're just going to talk about basically what character fashions and worlds that we would wear, our favorite hairstyles, things of that nature. So we've all come up with our top three in both fashion and our top three in hairstyles. So who would like to
let's do hair first. I feel like hair is more synonymous with anime.
Yeah. You gotta have the main character hair.
So okay, I'll say this. I know Brennan did the same thing. I didn't do any research. I just thought of what was in my head. So obviously I picked ones that I've been watching.
Yeah, that's kind of what my struggle is. I was like,
you've seen so many. Just
couldn't get Jujutsu out of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
But probably because it deserves it. But yeah, I didn't want to, because I knew as soon as I Googled, I would see all these ones and it would influence me and make it the decision harder. So I literally just went with the three, the fastest that came to my mind that I was like, yeah, that one's definitely in. So which left them kind of basic, but, you know, I think that's the true answer.
All right, Brennan, what is your number three hairstyle fave?
If we're doing three, then I'll do my on the border one, or my on the fringe one that didn't make it in.
Your four?
For my one that didn't make it in the top three is just the classic main character haircut. So this could be like
the black down hair.
Kirito, Naofumi, dude from Your Name.
Dude from So I'm a Spider, So What? Dungeon.
Everybody has it. I like it though.
I used to wonder why so many anime characters had that haircut, and then it hit me like, oh shit, it's because that's like Japanese. Yeah. Japanese people have black hair, and they don't always fix it, and that's what it looks like.
And it's an easy one to draw, I'm sure, and it looks good on the characters.
It's the most realistic. It
makes their face look nice and angular.
Yeah.
It does in real life, too, to be honest.
Oh, freaking Black Clover, what's his name? Yuno, he's got that hair.
Yeah, Yuno's got it. It's there. There's one in every anime.
I mean, it never goes out of style in Japan. Nobody really wears their hair like that here in the States, though. Pretty much everybody fixes their hair.
Yeah, no one. There's not too many.
Nobody has a down hairstyle here. They had before. Well, I feel like K-pop artists, they have the down hair and then they fix it.
Well, they either have the down 2-block cut or they have
and they color it
or they part it. They do the comma hairstyle where their hair is like a comma, is what it's called.
It's called the comma.
Well, that style, it's a 2-block cut, but with a comma because it's parted this way, and then this one, it looks like a comma.
And if you can pull it off, more power to you.
That shit's dope.
But yeah, I get why that's such a popular anime haircut. It's an easy one to pull off.
Yeah, so believable. I just had to throw that one in there.
Oh, Kageyama from Haikyuu has it too.
Yeah, Kageyama's got that shit.
Literally everyone.
Which, that reminds me, I like Hinata's got a pretty good main character hair. I didn't think about it, but he wouldn't be in my top three.
His just got like the typical redhead, like froofy.
His design's probably one of my favorite. I like all the Haikyuu character designs because how they're like, the main people from each school look like the animal they're named after. You guys know that?
They're named after animals?
So Karasuno literally translates to crow, and Hinata looks like a crow, and so does Kageyama. They look like birds, like, especially when his eyes get up
Homie
close.
Fly, fly. And like in the intermissions of when they're flying, like they're birds. Yeah.
No, and then who's the one? Oh, yeah. Wasi Joe, what do they call him? Ushijima. He looks like a bald eagle.
One with the long hair.
No, the one who's like,
oh, the little bird chicken little dude.
No, he's got the spiky white hair.
I'm talking about Ushijima Wakatoshi, the main freaking dude who like Hinata out jumped for the ball. They're like the eagles, and he looks like an eagle.
The ace from the purple team.
Like their biggest, literally the whole season 3 was playing that team. You don't know who I'm talking
about?
Is this
when he went to the high? Yeah, well,
the dude he out jumped for the ball.
He out jumps a lot of people.
I'm talking about where they're in the parking lot, where he's like, I'm Shoya Hinata from the parking lot.
Oh, yeah,
that guy.
He does look like
And then the dudes from Nekoma look like cats. And then the two twins look like foxes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I never picked up on that.
Yeah, they even do it in their intermissions. Like, they draw them as
foxes. Yeah, they draw
them.
Like, they literally, once you get that and you really look at them, you're like, damn, they're like, I don't know. Not my favorite style in anime, so they're not going to be in the list, but like the style that he draws people like that.
I do like the twin style, the hairstyle.
That's like almost the comma, but it's unfixed.
Yeah. And they got the natural hair color, but the...
All you K-stands out there who are listening, you know what I'm talking about, but I don't know how many you listen. If you do, if you fuck with K-pop, let us know. BTS.
It's the only band I know.
Yeah, same. Colton, what is your number 3 or 4 hairstyle?
I had to Google because I've seen a lot of hairstyles watching, and then ones that I started Googling. Number 3, I kind of like the spiky look from where the ones I picked.
What's a specific character?
The one I picked was Gogeta. I like the spikes.
Gogeta?
Gogeta, Gogeta.
Gogeta or Vegito?
Gogeta. They both have spiky, but I like the way Gogeta looks in the Broly movie.
Like, so like his black hair version?
Kind of thing.
Not... Like, Gogeta has pretty spiky hair.
To like a point, kind of. Yeah, it's more a mixture of Goku, Super Saiyan, and Vegeta, so it's like, I know what you're talking about.
And he's got one little part right down there, like it's one piece of strand of hair, but it's mostly spiky.
So if you had the ability to rock that hair, would you?
Definitely. If I had the cool spiky hair that could look good that way.
You just wake up and it looks like that?
Yeah.
What color is their hair?
If it's just normal Gogeta, it's
black
base. It's black, yeah.
And then just whatever Super Saiyan he turns to.
Gogeta blue.
Yeah, we've seen him in blue.
Super Saiyan.
Put that water on the ground. It's freaking shaking all. It's like freaking Jurassic Park in this bitch. freaking water's shaking around like a T-Rex is coming.
You can't
up
shake
here.
The table.
But yeah, I just like the overall design of the character and the way he looked and the hairstyles. Dragon Ball Z has a thing I like. The spiky hair, seeing a Super Saiyan for the first time, so it's just like...
Well, shoot, since you already got that thrown out there, I put, as my number 2, Super Saiyan Goku 1.
Oh, just the
original Super Saiyan Goku.
It's basically Vegeta's hair, but yellow.
No, he's got more hanging down. He's got the big, thick one in the middle.
Yeah.
Everybody tried to draw that shit, and it was always like... Fuck, it always came to too high of a point when you're a kid trying to draw that shit.
If you look at Vegeta...
Isn't what it's supposed to look like?
It's hard to tell between like when Vegeta, when he has black hair, how it spikes, so they're trying to draw it like all bland, but when it's Super Saiyan, you see different spikes.
You can see the
in
chunks.
The chunks of different hair. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say just Goku's base because it's like literally the most recognizable anime haircut, base Goku.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The Super
Toriyama
Saiyan one's
did a great
dope.
Job.
And they have those buff ass necks too, so like the way the hair comes up on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, their hairline goes like halfway down their neck because their necks are so
big.
They
got traps the size of...
Yeah, so I went with Goku. His base Goku one, he's got a couple hairs hanging down, but when he goes to the Ascended Saiyan, he's only got the one strand.
Okay.
Is the difference.
So my number 3 is also a DBZ. And I can't believe... I thought that one of us would have picked... Maybe it's up on one of y'all's lists.
Tien?
Our boy Trunks.
Trunks.
He's got some sick ass
one.
Hair. He may be...
He's got the K-pop.
Is that what the comment?
Well, he's got the
it's
middle
got the part.
He's got the middle part.
Shoot.
That is a K-pop thing with the part in the middle.
Trunks is freaking legit.
Or the Leonardo DiCaprio, the 90s cut, whatever.
I don't like how they did in Super. I like the purple hair better than
the blue. Yeah.
I don't like how they changed
it. Yeah, I'm talking about
his
purple hair.
His strands were thicker in Super, too.
Yeah.
They were more spaghetti style in the older one.
Yeah, and the way they made him look in Super, it made him look skinnier. Like in original DBZ, he was freaking ripped to Jack, and he first time he shows up, you're like, shit, this guy's badass.
Yeah, he's got the freaking sword.
Yeah. Well, he's the dumbass who, like, he thought that one gigantic form was good whenever he fought Cell.
Yeah.
Or they get too buff
yeah.
to move.
He trained with his dad, and his
yeah,
dad just
thought he surpassed too, yeah. him.
You fool! Yeah, Trunks is my number three.
That's a good one.
So you already told us your number two hairstyle, didn't you?
Yeah, probably? I'll go tell you my number three. I just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Itadori Yuji.
Itadori Yuji. Oh, yeah, the mushroom cut.
Basically, yeah, just because one looks good on him, it's simple, it converts to real life, but it's pink, so he's got a little something going for him.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I would say it is probably the most popular haircut in the United States right now at this second. For
that's
people,
little, his is more Japanese. Theirs is like, they don't do the block on the back like his. They just do like the literal, it's basically the undercut, like the top knot, but they don't top knot it.
Yeah, it's
they
all let shaved it hang, underneath.
And they let it hang yeah. and they get a perm.
Yeah, yeah, they're literally getting perms.
We're like, too old to do it, but yeah, if you're like...
If you're under the age of 25,
if you're
you 15
to like, yeah, 25, 23, you got if you don't have that haircut, you're missing out, man.
Yeah.
You're missing out.
If you don't have that haircut, you probably watch too much anime.
If you don't have a haircut?
Go get yourself that Yuji Itadori haircut if you need to. Yeah, that's a very popular haircut. I do not have that one on my list.
That's the haircut I want. My hair's too thin, though. I can't get it.
You just got to get some, like,
get some extensions.
Some mayonnaise to put in your hair.
Yeah, some mayonnaise, like Big Ed.
My hair
yeah,
curled. Like I bet Ed. You I could if I tried. It starts curling when it gets longer.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to get a perm.
I just don't ever let it grow. I've been thinking about doing the Euro mullet, though. Growing it out.
Like the soccer players.
Yeah, shaved on the sides and grow it out in the back.
I literally got my hair, I got 7 inches cut off my hair on Tuesday. So I kind of feel like I have the Trunks haircut. The old school. It's like chopped
whenever
up.
He came out.
Right straight across.
Out of hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah, exactly. Colton, what is your number two hairstyle?
Number two, I picked, it's kind of the same thing, but less spiky. He can style it in different ways. Is I picked a Toshiro Hitsugaya from Bleach. Captain from...
he's a little white-haired
he's
kid.
He's 10th Division
oh, yeah,
captain.
He's the young guy.
Yeah, youngest captain of the Bleach.
Likes Momo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His lieutenant.
No, that's not his lieutenant. No. It's one with titties.
Yeah.
That looks like a man.
Matsutsumo.
Huh?
She looks like a man.
Momo's a little black-haired girl. That girl is a...
He likes Momo. I thought Masamoto likes him. Maybe that's it.
No, his...
It's irrelevant.
I can't remember who the name of the girl that's with yeah. him. Rangiku is his co-captain.
Oh.
I think.
I thought I don't know.
Rengoku
I'm thinking of
their
Zanpakuto. Isn't that somebody yeah. Zanpakuto's name?
I just know Zangetsu.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the white hair. I mean, if you got white hair, it's usually main character hair, but he's probably one of the better captains in the show.
I feel like white hair is
it's
more for the show stealer of the anime.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
not the main character, but everybody likes him the best.
I agree.
And he shows up in the anime with different hairstyles. Sometimes it's slicked back and he's got one strand. Sometimes he's got more strands sticking out with that kind of spiky in the back, flowing to one side. So he's got the hair that you can move around.
So I'm
with.
Guessing that because that haircut is your number two, you'd pick that before. Instead of Gogeta.
Yeah, because Saiyans, you can only, basically, your hair stays the same.
Oh, yeah, white hair, I would dye my hair white if I had, like, if I didn't have, like, a
this
professional job
two.
Where I go in with a collared shirt every day.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure if anybody in real life colored their hair white, they would look albino.
No, people do it. It was super popular.
White?
Yeah, Zac Efron had white hair.
That's bleached.
It's like ash gray white. Like, it was super popular.
I mean, I remember when he did it, because I follow him on Instagram. I didn't think it
freaking
was
freaking Ryan Lochte did for the Olympics.
Yeah, and he looked freaking scary. He did not look
people
like...
People do it. People
Ryan
do it.
Lochte,
it's,
that guy's an idiot.
It looks good.
Well, speaking of white hair, my number two is also a white-haired guy, and it's Jiraiya.
You picked Jiraiya.
Jiraiya boy.
Growing out
the pervy
one.
Sage. I had to pick him because he's just got some. He may have some of the longest hair of any anime character I've ever seen.
I think it's down past his kneecaps.
It's long. He can do some jutsu with it too.
Yeah, the spiky.
Yeah,
needle hair. I forgot they calls it jutsu.
If I could grow my hair out that long without it being a hassle, which it probably would be, I'd do it. But he's got some sick hair. One of my favorite characters of all time. And he's got some bomb ass shoes. Those little wooden.
Yeah, they weren't very practical.
Yeah, they didn't seem very practical for a ninja.
But that
gave him a distinctive sound.
I think if they made the ninja sandals, I'd freaking wear those.
Dude, they sell them at the Japanese store.
I don't want the low cut ones. I want the high ones. like Kakashi has.
I've been thinking that. I'm like, why isn't Adidas? I feel like I thought like Adidas would have made those by now. Because I've thought about like, shit, should I just start my own brand and start making those bitches?
Should I buy
a pair of shoes and custom make them myself?
Yeah, I'd wear the hell out of those.
They're kind of practical too. Like you could wear them with a lot, you know.
Which ones are you talking about? The sandals?
Just the ones like that Naruto wears, just like the standard ninja.
Oh, you're talking
sandal.
About like the Achako equivalent.
Yeah, like don't I feel like people would wear that shit?
Oh,
even if they
were high tops. Yeah.
No. Yeah. They wrap your ankle. Like they even if they didn't know that. Shoot, I'm gonna get on American Ninja Warrior and make my own my own version of it, and then they'll go viral.
Boruto, he wears like the low cut one. Like I wouldn't.
Yeah, those ones
are
whack.
Yeah,
I'd
be wearing the high top like Kakashi.
Those ones are sus. Those ones Boruto wears are sus.
Yeah, I was like, it's freaking. He finally switches, but first episodes he's got the low cut ones. You're like, what the
hell? Yeah, I like their headbands in the new one. They're just like sweatbands. They don't tie them.
Yeah, just kind of stretch over.
Well, I guess in Naruto the Last they already started wearing those kind of too.
Yeah, Naruto the Last. Like that style he had in Naruto. Good.
All right, we're on the number one hairstyle. Brennan, what's yours?
To my knowledge, this is the first person. Well, he got it changed midway through, but it's a pretty popular haircut. It's Sasuke's.
God dang.
So,
oh, yeah. It's kind of like the emo style.
Well, because originally, when it started, he had a part down the middle, like the rest of his family. But then I think after the 5 Kage Summit, he got bangs.
Yeah, he switches a lot
across
the
front. So, and that's the one I like better. But it's just a haircut I like too. Noctis has it. Shoot, Tetsuya Nomura draws all his characters with it right now. Because Riku ended up getting it in Kingdom Hearts. It's just, I think Ren kind of has it too from Shield Hero. Basically, you got them sideburns that like kind of hang over your ears. The back's like messy.
I mean, those are just called the Asian sideburns. They come to a point.
No, they're not. They're not the Naruto has the ones that come to a point. These are like literally like hair that hangs down right here.
Oh yeah, it would probably look Sasuke's.
Yeah,
but Sasuke had like he had it like spiked in the
back.
That's
what I'm saying. It's messy in the back.
Yeah,
and that's how. There's some debate about who had it first, Noctis or Sasuke, but I say Sasuke. But he did have the part, which is different than what Noctis had.
So you'd rock that haircut.
Shit, yeah, I used to look at ways. I was like, shit, this shit's kind of practical, honestly. It's just like, it would be weird to tell someone to cut it like that.
Yeah, you'd have to have some long hair in the back there to like get it to stick
out. Well, you'd want it short in the back to spike, but then it's kind of mullety too. And then you need the front to be short and then the sides to hang. It can be done. I think I've seen a few.
Yeah, there's guys out there.
But it's better just to buy a cosplay wig and cut it like that.
Yeah.
The cosplay wigs always look so weird.
Some of them are good. You just got to find the right people that know what the fuck they're doing.
All right, Colton, what's your number one haircut?
Brennan basically stole it. It was Sasuke Uchiha for me, too.
Sasuke.
Mine is the one with the bangs.
Sasuke!
I think it looks better with the...
That's the one I like.
It's, I just saw it. It's, not this one.
He finishes the series
basically
with the bangs.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I drew that one for you.
Yeah, that's my favorite one of his. His hairstyle changes throughout, like it gets longer. Starts out like this with the bangs.
Well,
the
whenever he comes back from training with Kakashi to fight Gaara, is it where it's at its longest point.
Yeah.
And he had the new outfit change where he had the one
black
piece.
Yeah.
And then the big fucking tape on his arm.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But he went back to his normal clothes because he didn't want to draw that shit anymore. He actually when he reverted back to the blue shirt, he lost the forearm shivers. I don't know if you guys ever noticed that. In Naruto. So when he started, he had those white forearm sleeves, switched to the black, and then when he went back, he just had the blue shirt, white, and taped legs. No forearm shivers.
Yeah, the forearm shivers, I was cool with those not coming back.
Yeah, they kind of made
They should have kept the black outfit.
He didn't look as cool.
Or
yeah, the black outfit was legit.
Yeah, that one was dope.
All right, my number one is Tanjiro Kamada. Tanjiro. Before he got it chopped off. The long-haired Tanjiro.
Top knot?
No, he had it just in a ponytail.
I know. Same thing.
Yeah. Just because I have brown hair and...
He's got some purple to it. Shit, before I cut my hair, I was like, damn, mine's pretty close to Tanjiro. Like, before I cut it, like...
Oh, yeah.
His cut, I was like, shit, I should...
You pushed it back.
Dress up as him. And then I was like, if I grow it out, I could even do Eren.
Because he grew it out when he was training to be a Demon Slayer, didn't he?
But then it got cut, and then it just always stayed that way.
It got cut by Tomioka.
So he grew it out, but then it got cut again, and then, he just left it. I'd say he's got a pretty good hair.
I like it better the way it is. Yeah, his is cool. It's subtle enough, but then they have the coloration. Yeah,
I think I do like it better short.
I like it with long.
Same.
Every single one of the people I pick, Trunks, Jiraiya, and Tanjiro, are all long hair. Something about long hair. I just
I was
like
trying
it.
To think, it's because we're guys, so we look at ones we could have. I was trying to think of a girl one. Darby said Sailor Moon, but...
What? Giant pigtails?
Okay, all pretty much, okay. Since I watched Quintessential Quintuplets, for me, the coolest girl hair is always the, like, I like the shorter hair, I think, in anime.
I do,
like,
too.
Like Ichika's. I like Miku's, too. It's, like, medium length, but, yeah. Like, messy. I'd say Miku is probably my favorite.
Is she the one with the bow?
She's the one that always wears the headphones.
Yeah, I like hers. I like the bow one, too, where it's a little shorter.
Oh, Yotsuba.
Yotsuba, yeah.
Yeah. Girl hairstyles. The girl hairstyles in Dr. Stone are pretty legit, too.
I do like Nezuko's hairstyle, though, where it's kind of bleached at the end.
All of the characters in Demon Slayer have, like, little highlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all have pretty unique hair, especially Zenitsu. It's weird that he used to have black hair.
Yeah, and he died.
He got shocked by lightning.
He's like the god of lightning now, or the demigod of lightning. All right, so we move to fashion.
Yeah.
All right, number three, I'll go first this time. So I had two, they were tied. And I'm sure we all picked Jujutsu Kaisen as one, the jumpers.
Yeah, it's my number three too, so I'll just put that out there so we can talk about it. Well, and even when they don't dress, I just like how, shit, I always wear, I fucking hate wearing pants that actually touch my shoes. I always like to show a little bit of ankle, so I respect that they did that. That's just my style right now.
You need to
watch
Tokyo Revengers then.
Currently. I saw they got the
low high tops.
They have like the elastic bottoms though.
Yeah, I like cropped pants right now, or have for like a year or two.
Shoot, I always have to show ankle. I'm showing ankle right now.
And Itadori always wears the hoodie by Gojo's request, but that's my favorite form of apparel.
Yeah, hoodie. It's a very stylish show. They've got good fashion. Like, every single outfit in that show could be worn, and people would be like, damn, that's a cool outfit.
Then Lost in Paradise, the swag, they all wore in those, too.
Heck yeah.
I'll count that shit.
Even the girl style is good, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the girls, they wear, like, skirts. Like, think of all the anime characters, you know, they all wear skirts. But, like, in real life, not a lot of girls just walk around wearing skirts all the time.
No, not here in the
US. Just every day in high school.
In high school, yeah, but we went to a private school, so that was normal.
I like how in anime that the skirts they wear, too, they're, like, super short. They're, like...
Oh, yeah.
Not girls, you can't get away with those things go down to their freaking ankles.
But there's some, but, like, in our... When we went to private school, like... They had to be at their knees.
Well, they had to be 2 inches past your arms.
No, yeah, like your fingertips or something.
2 inches past your fingertips.
No one followed. I feel like
a lot of girls you knew, they rolled it up a little.
Well, yeah, you're trying to throw some thigh
at you.
We were rocking those khaki pants, khaki shorts.
Oh god.
All right. Also, my number three tie with Jujutsu Kaisen was specifically Trunks Capsicorp jean jacket.
So you're picking like characters. I was thinking more like
I'm picking straight up characters, specific items.
I kind of picked characters too.
Dude, the Capsule Corp jean jacket. I remember being a kid.
He wore his pants like up to his nipples.
Yeah, he wore the high waisted jeans like Knuckle from Knuckle from Hunter Hunter.
Baggy as shit tucked into the boots.
Baggy as shit tank top jean jacket with a collar popped. Sword
on
the back.
That's when he was badass. Super, he just fucked up.
When you go from like what Goku was wearing, like the orange stuff, and then you bring this dude coming in from the future, is about to chop Frieza's head off.
Goku shit was pretty lit, though.
I mean, it was lit back in the day. But
I did like his, I like it when he wore the Whis outfit.
Yeah. Oh, the new symbol?
Yeah, but it didn't have an undershirt, so it was just like his chest muscles and
his
forearms.
I do, too. I like it better when he didn't have the undershirt.
And he had the wristbands that were longer. And new boots. The other one is a little dated at this point. We just got used to it.
Yeah, it's dated. But yeah, I've looked online to see if you could buy like the Capsule Corp jean jacket, and they all look so super fake.
You can buy some hats that look pretty real.
All I'm gonna do is just buy a little like
patch, and sew it on
to something. Well, yeah, that's mine. So your number three, Brennan, was also Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, so I'll do my. Didn't make it. I did Digimon, the original. Those kids had some pretty swag outfits. And Tai Chi almost made my best hair. with the goggles.
Was his last name Chi?
Tai Chi's his real name. Tai is what they call him in the English version, but they call him Tai Chi in the Japanese. Yeah, the goggles look was a good look, and he wore the white gloves.
Shit, you used to wear goggles as a kid all the time because of that. You remember? We had those ski goggles, and he was wearing
them in the closet over there. Those ones.
Yeah, I still got them there.
Yeah, but his is cool, and then he's got like the loose socks, and then little TK has got that hat with the jewel on it. Matt wears a cutoff with the chimney collar and boots.
I don't remember.
Those kids had some swag.
Yeah, they did.
You'd have to go back and check, but yeah, they.
Well, with anime, they're lucky because they get to wear, like, they can, and I don't know why we don't do this in real life. Like, why don't we all just go get one sick outfit and then wear it every damn day?
Well, you know why they do that.
Well, it makes it easier for drawing.
Yeah, that's fucking. They got to pump out pictures of Goku. They can't be drawing changing new outfits every time.
I mean, Ichigo changes clothes regularly.
Sometimes.
People do it.
Yeah, but when his main outfit is his
Soul Society.
His Soul Reaper apparel.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool to live in a society where we just wear the same shit every day and like that's who you were.
Shit, I basically do for work. I just have like a rotation of fits.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe throw some different shoes on and pants.
Work, I got blue pants, blue shirt, boots.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a uniform's different. Yeah. I'm talking about like streetwear.
Well, that's what they're based on. Most of the shows we watch, they're a uniform.
That's true.
They gotta wear it.
Maybe that's what it is. All right, Colton, what's your number three?
I kind of picked specifically for number three. It's from the Goku and Vegeta versus Broly movie. They call them a Drip Vegeta and Drip Goku.
You talking about the jackets?
They got the jackets.
Oh,
yeah,
the green and the red ones?
Yeah, Vegeta's got a cool green one, and blue. Goku's got a blue one on. It says Sob on it. And there's a whole bunch of memes
S-O-B,
they made of.
Son
yeah.
of a bitch.
No, the one... Vegeta's most famous one is the Batman shirt.
Yeah.
The pink one.
Yeah, Batman.
The pink one, yeah.
And then Piccolo has the one that he wears on the filler where they drive the car.
Drive the cars.
I can't remember what his says, but he wears a backwards hat too.
Yeah.
You remember that filler episode where
he wears the backwards hat?
Take their driving
I'm all
test.
About the spoofs of the different, like when they do different costumes for characters who always have the same outfit.
It's fun. I wish that animes would do it more.
And then ever since they did that, they did like songs of like Drip Vegeta, like wearing all kinds of funny stuff. It's funny.
My number two is the vests from Konoha Village, the Naruto and Shinobi vests, those green ones.
That's a good
one. I'll just tell you, my number one was Naruto.
What specifically from Naruto?
I think it's in some ways crept into like, since Naruto's been popularized, crept into real fashion. One, I always wear like the turtlenecks zipped up all the way.
Yeah.
Because of Naruto. And then,
are you doing specifically the original Naruto?
The clothing for all of them. Then the short pants, or the pants that taper before the sandals with tape.
Like Naruto's, yeah.
Naruto's, his have always just stopped short, which I like too. But then like Kakashi's or somebody, or Shikamaru's, there's like taper style. And then the sandals.
Yeah, the sandals
I've always fucked with that look overall for, it's unique. Gives the Ninja Society its own,
think Kakashi had the
take.
Best styling-wise. The way he wore his vest, the pants.
Guy Might wore his vest.
Yeah. And then, the high top sandals. I think Kakashi killed it.
Well, they all had, even, like, Sakura's outfit was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ino's. Choji's was all right. They're all unique. Kiba. Yeah. I like Neji Part 1. His outfit was swank, but Part 2, he was a little too monkish.
Yeah, Shikamaru, he just wore the green
vest.
Yeah,
but that's
too.
It fit him, though.
Yeah.
Naruto, the last.
Before that, he had the open vest, though, when he was a Genin, with just, like, the little armor they wear underneath.
Shoot, the Minato's yellow flash jacket was pretty sick, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so that was your number one. Colton, what was your number two?
Number two, I actually picked the yellow flash.
Oh, really?
The Kage jacket, yeah.
Heck, yeah.
I got to
you can buy those. I've seen those on Amazon.
Yeah, the flash of the leaf.
It's hard to beat when he got that. It says Hokage in the back with flames. I mean, it looks silly now if he wore it around, but freaking.
Nah, she was sweet for some
in the anime, that thing was fucking sick.
All right, well, number ones then. Since Brendan already gave us. You gave us your 1, 2, 3, and 4 already?
No.
What was your number two?
All
right, give us your two.
You guys, neither of you have watched it. Yu Yu Hakusho. It's kind of. It's kind of legendary. So he wears like the school uniform, which is green. But like whenever they do anything outside of school, all the characters get like literal whatever you think peak fashion was in the 90s, that's what they all wear. The girls, the guys. Which sounds is legit. Like, since 90s is...
It's like is, super colorful stuff.
No, I mean, just like highly washed jeans, I guess. Like that Wrangler style, like whitewashed jeans, like...
Yeah.
Flannel type things. Just like high 90s fashion, basically. Which is like crept into fashion popular. Today. So if you go back and look at... Shit, you just need to watch Yu Yu Hakusho and then you'll notice too.
I know, that's a big investment too. There's a lot of episodes.
It's only like, it's under 150. I think it's like 120.
Shoot, only 120.
The rite of passage though.
All right, well, my number one is I would love to live in a world like Demon Slayer where everybody has a kimono or an obi specific to their family or whatever.
I thought about doing Demon Slayer, but I, without their jackets over it, I actually don't like the Demon Slayer Corpse outfit that much, the black.
But I liked that the pants, I like that they have the wraps around their...
The little hook thingies.
Yeah, around their the bottoms of their legs to taper off the bagginess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the kimonos because those kimonos like are good in winter, summer. They're flowy, they're airy.
Yeah. I actually like the black outfit underneath, and then they all get the personal style with the coat.
Yeah.
So everyone's different. Like Ren
I think
Goku.
It'd be cool.
Inosuke
for like a sports
doesn't have
team.
One though.
Huh?
Well, he Inosuke just goes shirtless. He's just,
who? Nezuko?
Inosuke. Boar hat.
Oh yeah, he just goes. He wears
shirtless.
The boar. Yeah.
Beast breathing.
But can you imagine how cool it'd be to like be on a sports team and like you had like a uniform like that and then a kimono and you all match? That'd be legit. That'd be sick. We need to get some freaking custom, some Land of the Right Setting Sun. Kimonos made.
You can buy some pretty cheap on Amazon. Just different.
I mean, we could make it. Like, all you got to do is go buy a print at Hobby Lobby and sew some stuff together. And make.
I can't sew.
I'd say Demon Slayer's like, I don't think their fashion is necessarily like it's good for the time, but it's like a very nice styled anime. Just the way they style it,
yeah.
Including that, just because it's not transferable, and that's what I was thinking.
If it was modernized, like if you could just wear some tight black jeans. With a draping flowing kimono top.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty sick. Some sandals, go to a coffee shop and everybody's kind of wearing the same thing. That'd be pretty cool. You got a sword on your hip? All right, Colton, what's your number one?
My number one was Gojo from
Jujutsu Kaisen.
All black boots, black skinny pants.
That shit
pants.
Looks black to y'all. Looks a little purpley to me.
Yeah, black, purple, but... Got the hairstyle, rocking the sunglasses anywhere he goes.
Yeah.
You think he's got style. You can wear that anywhere, too.
Yeah, he's got the cool sunglasses. Yeah. He would look cool in honestly
and
anything he wears.
He's even got the hair, too.
Because he's super tall, super skinny.
Yeah, he's got the headband. Got slick back, takes it off. He can even have it wear it down. He's got it all.
He looks better with his hair up with the headband,
I do too.
For sure.
I like that look better, but yeah, now that he has the other one, it's also nice that they can change it. It gives him,
yeah,
gives
his hair,
him more range.
His hair only comes down when he shows his eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say Gojo's number one. He's got it all. The look.
Gojo's still
the presence, the outfit.
All right, Brennan, what's your number one?
It was Naruto.
Oh, yeah. So we kind of picked like the big...
I kind of picked ones that I thought were like transferable to real life, like what I thought was cool in the anime. That may have been a completely different list.
What would you guys, let's say number one school uniform, if you had to go back as a high schooler, what would be the number one high school uniform you'd pick?
From an anime?
From an anime.
For sure, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, it's pretty swank, but what,
sure.
Like, what,
because
can we
do
we got like
to
ninja
wear...
school?
Because we got
school.
To wear,
they wear their own clothes,
school,
though.
Yeah.
We got to pick our shoes. That was the only thing in our high school that was unique. So if
you
everybody's wearing
the
all ninjas
midnight
blue uniform. With some sick shoes.
I always think of like even when Naruto and like Sasuke and them were cool, were little, they always had cool outfits, even with just like the Leaf Village t-shirt.
I guess you could count that as, yeah.
Now I'll pick one that has actual. You go ahead. Let me think of some animes where their uniforms are sweet.
Tokyo Revengers has been growing on me because they got... If they still got the black
joggers,
button up, but they have jogger pants and they kind of bulge,
yeah.
But they're short and they wear them up high.
Yeah.
I
with
like
pockets,
that
yeah.
With pockets,
I'd probably
yeah.
just do Karasuno. Because we could have wore a suit jacket and a button up every day. Like I'd like to do the military style if I had to.
That would be sweet. Yeah, I hated the polo shirts and the stupid.
That military style would be dank.
Yeah.
So if anybody is like listening to this and like, dang, now I kind of want to get some cool pants and stuff. I've got some pretty sick joggers like from Tokyo Revengers. Uniqlo. Is it a Japanese clothing store or Chinese?
It's Japanese.
Yeah, it's a Japanese clothing store. And it's great for Asians like us because they're made for shorter people.
No, their pants are all a certain length. You have to get them tapered. They'll do it in store. Well,
the joggers are pre-made, though.
The joggers are talking about all their jeans.
Yeah, the jeans, you get them hemmed in store.
Yeah, well, unless you're just tall and skinny because they're all like...
They all come at 34 length.
Yeah, like 32 or 34, depending on the difference, and you have to...
I'm 32, 30.
Yeah, you got to get them hemmed.
And I go crop, too, so I need like the length to be like 26 or 27.
Because all my joggers, they all go down to the bottom, but I don't taper like stuff like you guys do.
Yeah, I love that store. But yeah, everybody go hit up Uniqlo. That's where I buy pretty much all of my clothing.
Or just go to...
Where's it at?
We don't have one here. There's only four in the United States. There's one in Chicago, New York, Orlando, Dallas, New York.
There's one in Dallas?
There's one in Dallas.
Or just go to H&M. That shit will only... You'll only be able to wear the shirts and shit like 5 to 10 times, but it'll look good those 5 to 10 times.
H&M's trash. It's cheap fast fashion.
It's going to be the...
You guys used to like H&M.
Well, I still do. It's fast fashion. It's going to look good, but the quality is not there.
Yeah.
But you got to know that getting into it.
I'm coming home from Disney World with some like cool kimono stuff for sure.
Yeah, you guys are more in the fashion scene than I am because my day's off. I'm shorts and a t-shirt or joggers and nothing special.
See, like, I like to live my life like an anime character and that I will never be caught not wearing some sick stuff.
Yeah, like I got these. These are Costco pants. They're freaking comfy.
Yeah, I saw that. You'll never find some Costco pants on my body.
Yeah. I mean, if I go casual, I like to look good, like some short shorts or like some shorter shorts, show some thigh, oversized tee.
I do like the shorter shorts. Yeah. I do like the shorter shorts. Like, yeah.
I'm not talking like the ball huggers, but like...
Yeah, I like chubbies.
I like to show them quad muscles, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to be smuggling any grapes.
Yeah.
Like, I do like, I wouldn't say super short, but like, yeah, mid quad.
I get the short short. I literally buy the 5-inch inseam.
Yeah, I can't.
It just feels weird, but once you get used to it...
It just feels weird on the... Your nugs? Yeah. My coin purse.
Well, you don't have to pull them so high up.
Like,
your
I used to wear the briefs that were the short ones. And I was like, I couldn't do it. It just felt weird.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to get the longer boxer briefs.
All right. What other styles are you guys thinking of?
I don't know. I just think of like ones that are stylized animes. I was thinking like Cowboy Bebop. I almost put him on there, but he just wears a suit. But yeah. I used to think it was fucking stupid when I was growing up. But now that I'm older, I'm like, it's a pretty tight outfit.
Yeah.
That Spike wears.
Always smoking a cigarette.
He also wears cropped pants.
What is an anime character that... So I just thought of this one. I have in mind an anime character design, or so, I should say outfit and hairstyle that I do not like, but I still love the show. And that is Senku. I like the outfit.
Fucking stupid.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
They could have done... Like, I get that he made his own clothes, but like... His hairstyle, I do not like.
I mind his clothes in the stone world.
I mind his clothes a lot. People have way cooler... Like, people are to have, like, rope headbands. Some freaking,
the sushi,
like...
The sushi chef headbands, yeah, that they wear.
And Senku's got, like, some... I don't know. I don't like his outfit. His character design could have been better for me. I love the show, though. And I think it's fitting for who he is. But I think they could have done a little bit better to not make him look like a complete, like...
Seems like a hairstyle... Caveman. We used to draw characters all the time. Seems like a hairstyle I would have drawn at one point growing up. Just because I thought the spikier, the better.
It's not even spiky, though. It's like a volcano.
Yeah, I know.
It's literally like he stuck his head outside of a window, and it got stuck that way. But...
just hair blew everywhere.
Yeah. It's just hair is just, like, backwards.
Yeah. I just know, like, Goku was, like, the first... The hair, his original hair was like the one. And then Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, that's a good
hair. And then
Sora.
It's like that side spike.
Oh, speaking of Sora, what do you, would you guys ever wear those clown ass shoes?
Nah, not in the first one, no. They match better in the second.
They're still big, but that's part of the styling. Like, they all have gigantic hands, yeah, too, but it's because they're based off Disney character styling.
Yeah. Like, I would not wear the first outfit. I'd wear the second one and definitely the third and final form, definitely.
First
definitely wear
bad.
Riku's, too.
Sora 1, he had some freaking clown feet, man.
Yellow. Well, because he was literally designed after Mickey Mouse. Like, literally.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everything about it.
Like, I'd go with Axel from Final Fantasy or Kingdom Hearts. Yeah.
He just wears the freaking organization robe.
Exactly.
All right, I got it.
They did show him in his normal attire at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, though.
And becomes a Keyblade Master. It's even better.
All right. Do you have any other fashion things you want to talk about before we mosey over into the celebrity deathmatch territory?
No, let's go. Yeah. Let us know what
what
animes you guys think people have dope ass hairstyles or stupid. And then what do you think anime has the best fashion in your opinion, or that's convertible to real life?
Especially if you're a girl, because
we
have tastes
and
opinions on it, but yeah. I'll be honest, I don't notice like the cool girl styles as much because I can't wear them.
Well, I'm no as far as
what we notice is they got the short
real life and female fashion I'm pretty attuned to. Like, I actually tell Darby, like, if she asks me what to wear or what looks good, I actually, like,
oh yeah,
which she might hate, I actually, like, give opinions or sometimes even pick out her outfit.
I straight up buy my wife her clothes because she doesn't know what to buy. Because I'm the same way. Huh?
You buy her clothes for her?
Yeah, I buy her. I pick out her clothes.
I don't.
Because I've got good taste.
I don't. I tried that.
Well, I do for, like, just normal streetwear stuff. She's a teacher, too, so
yeah,
her teaching outfit, she's got to pick herself. I ain't in on that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'll pick Brittany out, like, athletic stuff.
She gets you some cardigans, some long skirts.
Some dresses and shit.
Yeah, Brittany's all about LuLaRoe with Kaylin, well, our cousin.
It's got some sick they probably got some prints we could use for some kimonos. They've got good prints.
Yeah.
All right, celebrity deathmatch time. I actually thought ahead this time. But I only had one person, but we just mentioned this. So we got Sora. Kingdom Hearts 1 Sora.
Kingdom Hearts 1?
Well, only to make this fight fair.
This dude can't even run up buildings yet or nothing.
Okay.
He can't even slice skyscrapers
in
half
yet.
Okay, we
got Kingdom Hearts 3 Sora.
No. He's OP as fuck. Let's do 1. I don't know who he's going against.
Sora versus Inosuke.
Shoot, Kingdom Hearts 1 Sora would probably get clapped.
You think?
Probably.
He's got magic, though.
Shoot, he's pretty weak.
Yeah.
Inosuke's just got good instincts.
Yeah, I think instinct-wise, just because Sora can use magic, Inosuke's going to dodge that shit.
Yeah, I think Inosuke would win.
Yeah.
And there's always still the argument, can the Keyblade cut someone or hurt someone, you know what I mean? But we're going to assume, it can.
Hurt like hell if we're getting
but he doesn't have any like overly impressive feats. Kingdom Hearts 2 is whenever in the world...
What's he beat Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 1.
What's the... the final world. The world that never was.
Yeah.
At the very last level, when he starts running up buildings and cutting them in half, you're like, this man's OP as fuck now. Yeah. Out of nowhere.
So, Kingdom Hearts 2, Sora could beat Inosuke, you think?
Probably.
Kingdom Hearts final form, Sora? Probably.
Yeah, no, he could. He just had some feats, like his jumping ability.
He can
jump hundreds of feet.
Dual wielding 2 Keyblades.
He can fly. Well, he can glide
in
the first one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Kingdom Hearts 1, or Kingdom Hearts 1, I'd have to give it to Inosuke. He's pretty...
Yeah.
And then even the fighting combat, if you go back and play it, it's pretty... it's dated at this point, so like he's not as acrobatic. He doesn't move as swiftly.
Sora?
Yeah, in Kingdom Hearts 1. That's why I can't beat it on critical. I get fucking pissed.
He's not as fast.
He just moves around real slow.
Yeah. Yeah, because if he was final form Sora in 2, he's got 2 Keyblades, so he's basically dual-wielding just like Inosuke. And I think Kingdom Hearts 2 Sora could beat him.
And his combo length is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he can heal himself. Yeah, he'd get fucky. Now we throw that boy Donald and Goofy in there since it's a package deal. Maybe Kingdom Hearts 1. Yeah. They'll be dead real quick and Donald won't heal him, but
So you think
Donald
So you still think Inosuke could take the trio?
Probably. Shit. Donald and Goofy fucking suck in all the games.
But Goofy's got that shield. He charges it.
The only thing good about Goofy is...
Help! Help!
Somebody come quick!
Sora!
I can't do a good
The only
Donald
thing Goofy's Sora. Good for is he doesn't die right away. Yeah. Whereas Donald dies, comes back, and dies right away. But Goofy can only hold like 3 potions, so, and he'll use them on Donald too quick.
Here!
God damn it, Goofy.
Here! What? You did a
Sora!
Pretty... Dude, you Donald Duck.
I can't even do it now.
You did it pretty good.
What did I say? Sorry. I can't do it now. Lost it.
Give us your best Goofy impression.
Sora!
I can't do it. I can't Somebody do it come quick! That's what he always says in one of them.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I thought that was going to be a better debate. Sounds like I thought that you guys were going to defend Sora to the death. Like, no, he's going to whoop Whoopi-Noske.
No, not in Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah, he just can't do much in 1.
Yeah, he's very just like... So I mean, he's only a 14-year-old kid who just learned to wield the Keyblade. So
does he even have a form in Kingdom Hearts 1? I didn't think so.
No.
I can't remember.
But then that's weird to think about because basically what you're saying is Inosuke, dropped in that world, could have defeated all of the people that he defeated in all those different worlds. That's
probably,
what you're saying.
Yeah. That's not funny. Leon. He couldn't have beat Leon. Squall.
But he could have beat Ansem, all those bitches.
Yeah, he couldn't have beat Cloud then if he couldn't beat Squall.
He couldn't have beat Cloud.
Nah, strike.
The sound he makes in there. Yeah, maybe, but Sora also did beat Cloud too and fucking Hercules, so it's also like the power scaling's fucked.
Yeah. Real life Cloud.
Also, if you do the tournament, you can beat Squall, Cloud, Yuffie, all of them at once. And Sephiroth. Then, two, you can fight, like, all 6 of the Final Fantasy characters.
Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts 1 Sephiroth was harder than Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah, he's fucking in Kingdom Hearts 1.
Yeah.
Some of the timings and shit are messed up. It's not as clean of a game.
Yeah.
It was, like, Square Enix's, like, first game, wasn't it?
No, yeah, it was still Squaresoft whenever Kingdom Hearts came out.
They have always been a part of Final Fantasy and Disney games before that.
Yeah, I think Squaresoft was... I think Final Fantasy X was the last game they made before they combined and made Square Enix.
Yeah.
All right, well, this was fun. Now I really feel like I need to go buy some cool anime-inspired fashionable clothing.
I think I need more shirts. Like, I'd buy, like, a...
You got that Drunken Fist now.
Yeah.
Just need to get
I think that's my first one. Shoot,
Darby's got a ton of just, like, shirts that are, like... Well, I have to talk her to it. Like, hey, don't just fucking get something with, like...
Like, I'd wear a Tanjiro hoodie.
Like, the gigantic anime on it. Like, so I, like, try to get her to get subtle ones.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With, like,
that's what I'm
it.
Looking for. I'm not or looking like, for, like, ones with big, flashy, like, My Hero Academia pictures on
it. Yeah, the flashiest one I have is, like, a Kingdom Hearts one of Sora, like, reaching out. But it's, I still think it's cool enough. Like, I wear it in public. I also have the Goku. It's just an orange shirt with the Kami house on the chest and the back. But, I mean... If you just wear an orange shirt, you're going to stick out like sore thumb.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, I don't wear that one out in public very much.
I bought a Dragon Ball Z one with like all of the characters, all the Z fighters on it. And it was yellow, but it was super colorful and I never wore it. Because
I have one that you got me in Disney a couple years back with things like an extra small.
Yeah, they're too loud. Yeah. I bought a medium. That shit did not fit me.
That's probably the one you gave me.
No, I cut the sleeves off of it because I couldn't get my arms through the damn... Marmals.
But I also got Darby a sick ass Naruto one. It's pink. It's a long sleeve pink one, and I think it's got like Naruto eating ramen on it, which is kind of loud, but at the same time, it's pretty dank.
All right, I've got nothing else. Thank everybody for listening. Be sure to tune in next week. As always, we'll have another Shield Hero episode. And another special episode. I wouldn't call them bonuses. Basically, we're having 2 episodes a week. One just casual, and then 1 Shield. So, thank you everybody for tuning in. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Have a great week as always. And as always, peace out.